case for argument is United States v. Lowry. Mr. Koselke.
May it please the court, my name is Eric Koselke and I represent Roger Lockery in this case. The issue here is, was it error for the district court to send the exhibits to the jury room in this case? This case was about child pornography, multiple counts of conspiracy of advertising, distribution, conspiracy to distribute, conspiracy to advertise. The bulk of the government's case was evidence of Mr. Lockery's participation in an online depository.
You don't have any defense. I don't think the judge, personally, I don't think the judge should have sent this stuff to the jury, but you have no defense. How could you possibly have been harmed by that?
Well,
you don't suggest anything in your brief. There is nothing in your brief to suggest that this, that your client has any defense to this charge.
The defense was that he did not post or distribute on the cachet, what was referred to at the trial court level, the depository was called the cachet.
You know, the co-administrator or what have you, he's managing this stuff. I don't understand. He's a top dog in this pornographic website.
There were over 500 members on the cachet, and the majority of those members...
He's a co-administrator, isn't that what he's called?
That's correct.
Some title. So he's responsible for, you know, posting stuff and taking it down and this and that and the other thing. I just didn't see, maybe I'm missing something, I didn't see in your brief any suggestion of some defense that would have enabled a rational jury to acquit him.
There are multiple parts. I'm sorry, did I cut you off? There are multiple parts to the cachet. The cachet was originally seized in February of 2008 and shut down and then went back online several months later. When the cachet was first online, there was an Army game, which evidence was presented that Mr. Lockery participated in. There's also adult pornography on the cachet. There was also... non-nude pictures that would not be considered child pornography. So somebody could participate in the cachet without even viewing pornography.
Mr. Koselke,
For example, Lowry transferred a file from the under 13 non-nude movies area to the under 13 nude movies area, and transferred other content from the 13 to 18 nude gallery area to the under 13 nude gallery area. And I don't see anything in your brief that denies any of this stuff.
Well, as the evidence came in at trial, according to the government's own expert, James, Special Agent James Fattrell, it was his own testimony that Mr. Lockery did not post any of the charged images on the cachet. That answers your question. And as I said earlier, the majority of the participants in the cachet were not advertising and were not distributing. And there were multiple parts of the cachet which would not be considered child pornography. And obviously there's multiple counts. Even the trial court, at the time the objection was made, the response of the district judge was, it's the res gestae of the case, it's the evidence of the, of the offense, and she stated, basically, the jury will have to decide how much of it they can take when looking at it. And I think the harm here in this case was, as stated in the brief, a lot of this evidence was admitted pursuant to Rule 414 and 404B. He was not charged, and this was pornography recovered in Mr. Lockery's home. He was not charged with possession of pornography. He was charged, as I stated earlier, with advertising, distributing, and conspiring to do so. I'm not sure
how... What is the doubt about that he was indeed advertising, distributing, conspiring to distribute, and so on, moving these pornographic photos from one website to another? And
well, I think you'd have to take a look at each number one photograph, and somebody could participate.
Were there defense witnesses?
No, Your Honor.
Did he testify?
No, Your Honor.
What was your case? What did you tell the jury?
That the evidence of Mr. Lockery's participation was based upon of him being the one that actually posted the images in the indictment was based upon the fact of the testimony of co-defendants, of cooperating co-defendants who had all received, you know, beneficial plea bargains.
Mr. Kaselke, do I understand correctly that the evidence that is the focus of your appeal was all properly admitted?
That is correct.
Okay. Have we ever reversed a case for sending admitted evidence to the jury?
I could find none. I think
neither could I.
I think what's different about this case, and also I could find no cases on this point, was this is child pornography. This is highly inflammatory evidence. I mean, this is evidence.
And the jury saw it all during the trial, right?
Right. This is evidence I, as a defense attorney, can't even take away from the U.S. Attorney's Office to look at. This is evidence that just looking at it creates post-traumatic stress disorder. And they may have seen it once, and I know the government points out in its brief that, you know, they were desensitized to it at the time it went back. I beg to differ.
Let me put it this way. We've never done what you're asking us to do. What rule do you think we would have to articulate to say there's some evidence that simply, even though it's properly admitted, the jury simply should not be allowed to take back into its jury room? Although presumably it could come back and say, Judge, we'd like to see that again and do that in the courtroom during deliberations, right?
I think it's going to have to be a case-by-case basis, and I direct the court's attention to a case that was cited by the government, United States versus, I hope I'm pronouncing it correct, Roux, R-O-U-X. And in there was talking about the admission of cases involving children being victims of crimes. And it said it talked about the inherent prejudice involved in evidence admitted under pursuant to Rule 404B. And it pointed out that the trial court has a vast array of tools at its disposal to prevent the prejudice from becoming too great. And in that case, it referred to a limiting instruction, which we did have in this case. But I'm submitting a limiting instruction is not enough when you're dealing with evidence that is as highly inflammatory as child pornography. I mean, this, just looking at the pictures, there's science that shows it damages the jurors, the judges, the attorneys involved in the case, and it's got to be a case-by-case basis, and that's why when so much evidence was admitted of pornography from Mr. Lockery's home in combination with evidence from the cache, I don't see how the jury would not be confused between possession, advertising, distribution.
Well, it sounds like what you're arguing for is a kind of special category of 404B and 414 evidence that's properly admitted but cannot be submitted to the jury for its inspection during deliberations, right?
I think that's correct, and it's apparent from the face of the record there was never it was never contested that the evidence was child pornography. That was not the defense. So for them having to see it, they didn't need to see it again.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Good morning, Your Honors. The district court acted within the wide discretion.
I don't understand it. As Mr. Kosalki said, it was conceded to be child pornography. So what's the jury supposed to do with it, right? They're told it's child pornography. Why are they supposed to look at it?
Yes, Your Honor. There were several
sentencers. What was the judge saying? This is the race gesti? What's that about?
A few questions there.
I understood that term. Maybe you can explain it to me.
Yes, Your Honor. To take Your Honor's first question, there were several purposes for this evidence beyond just determining that it was child pornography, which was not an issue. The first is the government had the burden of proving that this individual known as Mayor Roger online was the same individual as Roger Lockery, the defendant in this case.
But what does that have to do with the jury looking at the stuff?
Because they can see that the child pornography found in his residence, in his personal collection, was the same child pornography, essentially, or the same type of child pornography that was being advertised and discussed and posted by the Mayor Roger avatar on the cash. So it's a way to link the Mayor Roger.
So in the jury room, they were given two sets of child pornography to compare?
It came into evidence that way, Your Honor. There were six binders total.
Answer my question. So in the jury room, they were given two sets of child pornography to compare?
They could have done that, Your Honor, that there was one binder, the sixth binder of evidence, contained the evidence seized from Mr. Lockery's residence, including child pornography. The first five binders contained evidence that was derived from this website itself. So the website was linked to the avatar, the Mayor Roger avatar, and the sixth binder seized from the residence, they could compare that evidence, and that was actually seized from this actual person, Roger Lockery's residence. I'd say even more important than that, Your Honor, is the motive and intent evidence, and that's really the critical reason this evidence came in and why it was important for the jury to have access to it. As you've heard defense counsel state here today, one of the main defenses at trial was that Mr. Lockery was purportedly more interested or solely interested, I should say, in these innocuous sections of this website, some games and adult pornography. This evidence undermines that defense very pointedly because it shows that precisely the child pornography that was being advertised on the cash, that was being distributed and discussed and traded on the cash, was exactly the same type of child pornography found in Mr. Lockery's residence. So this goes directly to Mr. Lockery's motive and intent for being a part of this enterprise. So that's the district court's reasoning, and I think that was well within the district court's discretion. And beyond that, there really is no prejudice here, Your Honor. It's defendant's burden to show that there was some prejudice. I note the rule of law that Judge Hamilton suggested would need to be this court would have to invent here makes no sense in the 414 context because 414 deals entirely with this type of evidence. It deals with inherently prejudicial evidence of child pornography or child sex molestation or these type of crimes. So in order to rule in defendant's favor, in order to create a new rule that essentially allowed defendant to prevail, this court would have to rewrite entirely Rule 414. Which deals entirely with this type of evidence. On the 404B balancing, it would essentially undermine the district court's very careful balancing of probative value and prejudice in this case, Your Honors, because the district court gave very careful consideration at several points in the proceedings to the probative value and weighing it against the prejudicial effect. And I would say correctly found, but certainly exercised discretion properly in finding that this evidence was highly probative and was not unfairly, unduly prejudicial to outweigh that probative value, and especially in light of the fact that this evidence had come in, the entire trial was about child pornography. So to the extent it's a difficult subject, we all acknowledge, that's what the entire case was about. It was 4 days of the jury seeing different types of child pornography evidence, and it was appropriate for the jury to then consider that evidence in the jury room if it felt the need to, in comparing very carefully lawfully the evidence seized from Roger Lockery's residence with the computer forensic evidence tied to the Mayor Roger avatar on the computer website, the cache itself.
So how? What form was the evidence presented to the jury when they were on trial? Was it in a projector from the, were there screenshots? Were they given these books? Because sometimes exhibit books can be assembled for jurors and they can flip through as... So what form was it given to the jury?
It was published via an Elmo projector, Your Honor. Yes.
What did they have in the jury room?
They had six binders of evidence, so they were screenshots, essentially, or photographs in binders.
And the Elmo was a screenshot. Was the Elmo a screenshot, but it was just projected on the Elmo?
Correct, Your Honor.
So was it the same image that they had seen in the Elmo, but it was just a photograph of it that went back to the jury?
I believe it was precisely the same image that was seen on the Elmo. I wasn't present at trial, but I'm told by trial counsel that the images were first displayed on the Elmo during trial, then placed into binders. So it might have been a smaller version placed into binders, which were then sent back to the jury room. If there are no more questions, Your Honors, the government will sit down.
Yes. Thank you. Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Kaselke, anything for you?
Very briefly responding to the government's argument, I think most of the arguments went to really the admissibility of the evidence under Rule 414 and 404B and not the sending of the exhibits to the jury room, which we maintain was...
Did he accurately characterize the defense in that he's, you know, essentially the defense was that he really wasn't collecting this kind of child pornography, but actually he was more interested in games and that kind of thing? Was that the defense theory?
That was part of the defense. That was not the entire of the defense.
And what was the rest of the defense? So that was part of it. So he's accurate. That was part of it. You could have multiple defenses.
The defense was he was on the cache and using it, but he was not advertising and publishing on it, which the majority of the people on the cache were. And then finally, to clarify the record as to the exhibits, the agents made storyboards of the videos, and which took excerpts of each video and then put those in a binder, or a binder. Those were shown on an Elmo, and then those pictures.
So those same storyboards, though, were displayed before the jury on the Elmo.
That's correct.
So you didn't have the actual video running, or it was just a clip, but like a screenshot was taken of a video.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Then that was put on the Elmo. The Elmo then magnified it so everyone could see it. That same screenshot was in the binder.
That's correct. Okay. But also, not all the images were video.
Okay.
In the original.
I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, were you appointed?
Yes.
Well, we thank you for your efforts on behalf of the